I'm grateful to all who have joined us, those here present and those by the message of live stream, and we assure one another, I know, of our prayers and best wishes on this day. On one hand, today we celebrate the feast of St. John Neumann. A few years after St. Elizabeth Ann Seton died, she was the one we celebrated yesterday, the first native-born American saint. St. John Neumann was born in Bohemia. He joined the order we call the Redemptorists and came to the United States as a missionary priest. He was eventually made the Bishop of Philadelphia in the mid-1800s and leading up to the Civil War. One of the things people do not know about John Neumann is that one of his biggest battles as the Bishop of Philadelphia specifically was his battle with that political constituency called the Know-Nothings. On one hand, they were extreme American nationalists. They had idolized the nation. And on the other hand, they were extremely anti-Catholic. They did not want Catholics living in the United States because they felt we were loyal to a foreign king, the Pope, and would not be loyal to America. In fact, if you go to Philadelphia to this day and visit their cathedral, you'll see these huge walls, and the windows are way up high. And that was because it was built so that rocks could not be thrown into the church or firebombs into the church by the Know-Nothings and thus destroy the cathedral. But he insisted that we must serve Jesus Christ above all else. Nothing else deserves our loyalty first except Jesus Christ. And he went around his diocese preaching that good news to the people. And for that and many other reasons, we have honored him as the first American ever to be canonized as a saint. And we ask him to pray for us, especially in our difficult social times. As I introduced yesterday, beginning next Monday, we will begin to pray the official prayer of the church every morning at Mass. Our parishioners have received by now, for the most part, our new Liturgy of the Hours book. I wanted to spend this entire week introducing this prayer to you. If you did not get this or you're not a parishioner of Notre Dame, you can find it on our website and download it for yourself and bring it every day to morning prayer. Why is this the official prayer of the church and not the Eucharist? In order to understand that, you have to understand why Jesus founded or gave birth to the church. The church has four missions or purposes to it. The first is to worship the Father. We exist and exist primarily to worship God, as St. John Neumann insisted when he was himself bishop. Secondly, to preach the gospel, to share the good news with all of our brothers and sisters. Thirdly, to celebrate the sacraments. And then fourthly, to serve the poor. And in that order, all must be held together, but in that order. So the first reason we come together at Mass is to be strengthened, of course, in the end to serve the poor, but especially to worship the Father. And this is the prayer with which Jesus himself worshiped the Father. This is the prayer that contains the Psalms and Canticles of the Old Testament, and in evening prayer, some canticles of the New Testament. So this is the prayer that Jesus himself prayed. And remember, Jewish people were required to pray the Psalms 7 times a day. So Jesus was a very good Jew. He did that. And we then adapted that prayer of Jesus in the church. Those who formally promised to pray this are formally promising to pray it 7 times a day. I've promised to pray it 4 times a day, morning, evening, noon, and night, as well as office of readings. When I go to spiritual direction at Conception Abbey in Missouri, the monks gather 7 times a day to pray the Liturgy of the Hours. So it's the official prayer of the church because, A, it was the prayer of Jesus himself, and we are his bride. Secondly, it's the official prayer of the church because it's the prayer of the baptized, not of the clergy as such. Anyone can pray this prayer in your homes, on your toilets, in your bathtubs, at your kitchen tables, in your cars. Anyone can pray this prayer. So this is the prayer of the baptized. baptized. It requires a priest to celebrate the Eucharist, but it only requires a person of love who loves to worship the Father, to pray the liturgy of the hours. In fact, priests today, when they are ordained, they promise to pray the liturgy of the hours every day. We do not promise to celebrate the Eucharist every day, but to pray the liturgy of the hours. Thirdly, it is how we access the Father. The sacraments are Jesus coming to us, but this is how we go to the Father. So he comes to us in word and sacrament to be strengthened in order to do this, in some sense, in order to make our journey to the Father. And then finally, because this is being prayed 7 times a day, in some sense, there is not a nanosecond of the world's time each day when the church is not at prayer with this celebration of the liturgy of the hours. So we pray this with the brothers and sisters of the baptized church throughout the world. And when we join in our hour, we are joining with everyone in every hour of the day, so that Christ is always being, the Father is always being worshiped through Christ 24/7. 365 through the praying of the liturgy of the hours. So we're going to begin to join the official prayer of Jesus in the official prayer of the church. And as I've said yesterday, it will be a source of extraordinary renewal. I guarantee it. It's been my experience for your families, your marriages, our parish community, for the church, as St. John Neumann was canonized precisely in order to defend this. God bless. We'll pick up on that again tomorrow.